A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The night of the deliverance from Egypt was made known beforehand to our ancestors, so that they might rejoice in the sure knowledge of the oath in which they trusted. The deliverance of the righteous and the destruction of their enemies were expected by your people. For by the same means by which you punished our enemies, you called us to yourself and glorified us. For in secret, the holy children of good people offered sacrifices and with one accord agreed to the divine law, so that the saints would share alike the same things, both blessings and dangers. And already they were singing the praises of the ancestors. The word of the Lord.
The people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Happy the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praises fitting for loyal hearts. They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own. Happy the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Happy the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Happy the people the Lord has chosen to be his own.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were the heirs with him of the same promise. For Abraham looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect was and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself, though barren, received power to conceive, even when she was too old, because she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith, without having received the promise, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who speak in this way make it clear that they were seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have an opportunity to return. But as it is, they desired a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, He has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac. He who had received the promises was ready to offer up his only son, of whom he had been told, "It is through Isaac that the descendants shall be named for you." Abraham considered the fact that God is able even to raise someone from the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples, "Dress for action and keep your lamps lit. Be like those who await the return of the Master from the wedding banquet, so that they might open the doors for him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the Master finds watching. For the Master will hike up his garments, tie a belt around his waist, seat them at table, and come and wait on them. Whether he comes at midnight or the early dawn, blessed are those servants who are waiting. You know full well that if the householder knew the hour the thief was coming, he would never allow his house to be broken into. You must be vigilant, for the Son of Man comes at an hour you do not expect." The Gospel of the Lord.